mile radius of the accident, two tankers had ruptured, one hauling molten sulfur, another was carrying asphalt. Nobody was hurt. The next time you fly, it might not just be your luggage they check. Your hands could be screened.
TSA workers will start swabbing some passengers' palms using explosive trace detection devices, or ETDs. The TSA's Lee Kerr says the units won't just be at security checkpoints.
Well, the ETD will be used in front of the checkpoint, inside the checkpoint, at gate areas. It could be anywhere in the airport environment that's easy for us to be able to quickly access people's hands to see if they've come in contact with explosives.
These explosive detection units are not cheap, but the TSA is using stimulus dollars to purchase about 400 of them, with another 800 on the way. In Washington, Doug Luzader, Fox News Radio.
Two teenagers in Tonga are appealing their sentencing. 13 years in prison, though, is not what they're upset about as much as the 6 lashes they've been given after escaping from prison and stealing food and other goods. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our website's KCNR1460.com, and we're streaming from that, and as Coach Bob said to me, he doesn't need iPods. He's got his BlackBerry, and we followed him around town during his sojourns in the city.
Well, you better call in then, okay. Coach Bob.
All right, and by the way, speaking of Bobs, we got Bad Bob.
All the cool guys are named Bob.
Bob, Bad Bob.
I spell mine backwards.
Is that the original Bad Bob that was shot by Judge Roy Bean? Okay. And, of course, talking about bad is my bride. Bad bride Linda.
Hey, good morning. 45 degrees out. It's going to be high of around 68 degrees. I don't know about y'all, but have you had the most fabulous last 2 days? You can smell the buds coming off the trees. It's just incredible. I'm sure everybody's been out walking.
No, honey, that's when the wind shifts from the Weaverville area. You smell the buds.
Yeah. All right, we'll take it down there. 7:06 in the morning. Again, it's 605-4567. You know what's coming up is the governor's race, and all the flamboyant crazies are going to come out for that. But Zsa Gabor's husband, sporting alligator skin, cowboy boots, and a bright red campaign hat, Prince Frederick von Anhalt, socialite and eighth husband of Zsa Gabor, officially joined the California governor's race on Wednesday. Okay, so his platform includes legalizing marijuana, prostitution, lifting the import ban on Cuban cigars, and then taxing them all. Not so bad.
Well, you know, at least he's being honest.
Yeah.
You know? he says, people are doing it anyway. At least get some money off it. Have we come to that, though? Have we come to the fact that we're prostituting ourselves? We've become such a mercenary little California state of all states. Is that we're willing to do anything for money?
Oh, don't even get me going.
You know what? I'm not. You're not. The people we know, the people who are listening are not. That's not exactly true probably for our legislators out there. We've heard the old show, Have Gun, Will Travel.
Heard it?
Yeah.
You can turn it on every time you get a chance.
Now it's Have Cash, Will Travel. So, no, I'm not saying they're all crooks. I'm just saying sometimes they vote for things that perhaps aren't in the best interest of everybody, except one or two people with money. Okay, look, we've got a big day today. We've got people rolling in, small businesses. We have...
Now, wait a minute.
What?
When we come back from the break...
Oh, we're going to talk about
no,
that.
No, I'm sorry, but I have a rant.
Well, we're going to talk about it when we come back from the break.
Not going to mention names.
Nope. Nothing like that.
But we have something to share with you, our fabulous friends and listeners. something that happened to us yesterday.
It's never happened to us in this town before.
No, and I just, well, anyway, it's 710, KCNR 1460.
With the cold winds of winter blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on the new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder with the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past and present, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's how we want to start the morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460.
Waking you up.
Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our website is KCNR 1460, and we're streaming live. You know, doing business in Reading, anybody that has listened to the show even once knows that we support our local businesses here. It's our hometown. We want our hometown to succeed. You know, you see things in the paper like this is... You know, the Gallup poll says this is one of the worst places to live in. You know,
the Gallup poll?
Oh, that was on the front page today. We'll go into that later. The thing is that it was a telephone poll with 350 people on that says that we're a very sad place here. Anyway, the amount of time, you know, when we shop, the amount of time we spend, you know, shopping and is about the same. Then if you go other places, and it's important that we go to our neighbors, you know, the small stores. You know, sometimes this isn't easy to do because, you know, there's not a lot of things out there, and sometimes, that, you know, we need to buy for the station or other things.
Well, we found our cell phones locally and thrilled about that.
And the way we did that was we shopped around and found the kind of phone we wanted, and then went back to the people we'd been dealing with, and they got the phones for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked out real well, you know, for Mail Biz. Anyway, but then I'm going to a store and introduced, you know, we just introduced ourselves and say, you know, just to say hello. And that we were interested in this product. Well, the product question, which was the first question was, you know, is can you show me this, turns into a full court political diatribe against everything that is not on the checklist of a very, very liberal person. Anything from universal health care being a right to the fact that the Republicans have screwed up the country, to the fact of personal insults, and finally...
military.
Finally, the United States is an imperialist nation due to the fact of the U.S. having bases all over the world. And, you know, at this point, I had stopped saying anything. My last comment was, do you really think the government's going to run health care better than it's run Social Security and Medicare and the post office and a few other things, you know? And of course, there was no answer to that. He just kept, when he started bringing up points on, you know, on a product.
Reaganomics.
I'm just saying, well, you know, but when he said the part about, hey, this is, the United States is an imperialist nation due to the U.S. base having bases all over the world. You know, I think he forgets that all, if not most of those bases are due to treaties from nations that like us, want us to have bases there. And, of course, he never once mentioned those other places that are all over the world, too, those cemeteries where the warriors that have fought for the freedom of this country and for those people that freed those people. I mean, can you forget the landing at Normandy? How about saving the people in Holland? How many people are freed around the world due to this imperialist nation? Well, I tell you what, the cemeteries that are there are filled with our warriors that have done that. Anyway, at this point, I informed this fellow that I was no longer interested in his product and will shop elsewhere. And I'm not going to say who this person was. I mean, I'm not going to say what the business is, because I believe sometimes people have bad days. You know, their medications are worn off. You know, the fact that they're just, you know, they feel helpless and in today's society or whatever, and they just need to take it out on something. But at some point, you know, enough's enough. Now, I don't believe the United States is an imperialist country. I believe the United States stands for freedom and democracy, and that if this was an imperialist country, why are so many people trying to beat the walls down to get here? I mean, if it's so bad, if things are that bad, there must be other places that you can ply your trade. And the bottom line is, though, I mean, if you're in business in Reading and that you want to do business in Reading, it may be better to, you know, keep some of your opinions to yourself. Now, you know, this goes the other way, too. If somebody would come in and start flailing the air with, you know, every type of conspiracy theory and every other thing you hear from truly far right, the far right whacks, and they are out there, too. It's the same thing. But I just wanted to point it out that this is, you know, this happened. And it cost this person and his business our business, and we were prepared to invest some money in that. So, anyway.
For me, it left such a bad taste that, you know, some people would say consider the source and leave. Well, it didn't. You know, one of those things that just kind of rattled my cage for hours. And I guess I was just thinking, because this person was very big in their comments. It wasn't, you know, talking under his breath and we were sitting in this little corner. I mean, it was very big in the middle of the room, and everybody in the room saw this situation came down and or saw the situation come down, and it went so far as to talking about Reaganomics, Bush, And how about Bush's, the 8 years before that? And that's where our country is in disarray. And that even went so far as to try to show us a web, a site somewhere that was going to prove this. You know, I don't even have to say anything. Look here. So we just, it was, you know, you were kind of standing there trying to keep yourself controlled.
All I wanted to do was buy a product there.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, I've changed my mind. And as I walked out, I said, look, all I wanted to do was do business with you. I didn't come in here to hear about imperialism, to hear about all these other things that you obviously are so wrapped up in. And then at that point, said, well, you know, I'm sorry. Well, you know. No, it doesn't work now. Anyway, I don't do businesses with somebody that thinks that we're an imperial nation and thinks that and says the horrible things about this country.
We actually felt, I felt somewhat trapped. And then we just turned around and walked out because it was that situation where somebody kept taking pins and, like, sticking you and sticking you and sticking you. And we're like, hey, you know what? Every day it's an attitude adjustment. You wake up, you try to find the joy in the day. There's a lot of stuff that you can sit there and think, oh, poor me. Oh, my God. We're going to hell in a handbasket. And you either live that world or you think, what can I do with who I am to make a difference? This is Carl and Linda Bott. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Price is important. But even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely, accurate, watches your budget, and is committed to the stability of our community. This is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. NorCal Presort works with many local vendors to ensure your end result is perfect. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Reading, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Steve Lafferty will be hosting a journey to guide you as a listener to examine your stories, the stories you narrate in your mind about everything you do, the stories you tell yourself about the words and actions of others.
You have been taught to dream your life. You dream your life through your beliefs, but these beliefs are not your choosing. Discover how to shift those dreams from the ones that have been offered to you to the dreams that you long to experience. Come join me Sunday evenings at 9 for Dream Shifting. Brought to you by the Northern California School of Theta Healing, thetaspirit.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. This is Carl and the Button. Those people in the studio next to us. Better close that curtain there, Bad Bob, or you'll never come back alive. 605-4567.
Let's go to the phones.
Our...
Bob, you are on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I couldn't agree with you more about what you were talking about. I don't know where people get their information from or education, but it's like listening to Alan Combs. he's so out in left field, it's not even funny.
Well, you know, the thing is that this guy had all the right in the world for his opinions. But when you, you know, okay, our job here for 2 hours is we talk. We have opinions. People can call in. I mean, that's the whole thing. You know, I don't care. You know, if he had called in here with that, that would have been great. We'd had a great, you know, discussion, let other people in on it.
Right.
But you're in a business to sell something.
Yeah.
And you come in, and all of a sudden it goes like this, you know, at some point, you know, that he reached that point of he didn't care probably in the first minute and a half. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't understand some people. Where they get their information from or education from.
Well, you know, one of the things you see on the, you know, on Reading.com, people put comments in, they don't use their names. They're anonymous.
Yeah.
And the reason some of them do that is because, and one of them's even said it, hey, look, if I put my name on these things, my business would suffer. And they're probably right, because there's a lot of people up here that don't believe the United States is an imperialist nation and a few other things like that. And if they knew the business thought that, they wouldn't go there. And you know what? And the reason we did not give the name of the business or even what kind of business it is maybe it was a bad day. You know, and we're not out there to destroy a business. We're just telling you that this happens. And so we voted with our feet.
Yep, vote with your wallet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both.
All right, Bob, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You right, bet.
I did hear a statement saying some points of view have no merit. I guess that's that person's bottom line.
Well, there's only one way then. See, there's only one way that his way or the highway. See, no matter what you say, no matter, you know, anything, any good argument that you could put up against what he's saying, it makes no difference. Mm-hmm. It's not true. And that, unfortunately, is what's running rampant through our political system. It's my way or the highway. And, you know, Bias said it when he quit. He said the lack of bipartisanship is unbelievable.
And that's true on both sides.
And it's true on both sides. That's right. You know, it's not just one side. It's both sides. Oh, well. Hey, but speaking of good... in town.
That's right.
We have our guest who wandered in here after celebrating his birthday last
Happy
night.
Happy birthday! Oh, what'd you do? Well, anyway, go ahead.
Is the owner of Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Jeff Wirth.
Howdy.
Well, we personally...
Turn Jeff down a little bit here. Okay.
Yeah. We
right,
personally
Jeff.
Have used
no, no,
Jeff
okay.
twice.
Okay.
Love the concept that you don't have to replace your windshield if you've got a crack or a little BB gun or a bullet hole, you know, nicking or a rock slice. You can fix it. So tell us about your business.
Well, I'm the only... true professional windshield repair north of Sacramento, meaning that I don't do anything except windshield repair. No sidelines, no main course. Windshield repair is the main course of the business. Nothing else. I do one thing, and I do it better than anyone else.
That's true.
Period.
Because we both have had cracks in our windshields. And
yeah, one was like 12 inches or maybe even longer than that.
Up to how many inches?
I can generally do, I estimate probably 95% of all cracks 24 inches and under are repairable. There are other parameters that I look at besides the length, but just generally speaking, about 2 feet long is still repairable.
And Jeff, you're a veteran.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about when you served.
1973 to 1977.
All right. Thank you for your service.
I was on my way to Vietnam, but somebody intervened, and luckily I didn't go. But I'm still considered a NAM-era vet.
Yes, thank you. And your business is located?
3208 South Market Street, just short ways south of downtown. I keep meaning to clock it, but I keep forgetting. But it's about a mile south of downtown.
Okay, yeah, and that when we when we talk about downtown, as you come down, you know, where the Safeway store is, and you're heading out toward Anderson.
Yes.
It's probably like, a mile from there?
About a mile south of the Safeway, yes.
Yeah.
Still considered Highway 273, but...
And you're close to the RABA?
Yes.
You? You're across the street from RABA.
Just about straight across the street from AutoZone.
Well, we've got our AutoZone. Yeah, we've got like a minute left here, and we'll bring Jeff back on. Now, one of the reasons that we have Jeff on is that he has lived here in town for a long period of time.
Most of my life.
And the other thing is that he does really quality work. And the other thing, too, is that he supports our community. You know, people that almost everybody we've had on supports our community in one way or the other. And after our break, we're going to get into that, too, some of the things that Jeff has done to help make our community, especially the veteran community, a stronger, more viable community. This is how much time we have left here?
10 seconds.
Okay. This is Crawling to Bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Well, some companies are hiring, but others are still laying off. The number of first-time unemployment claims rose by 31,000 last week. Also, wholesale inflation jumped nearly 1.5% last month. That was due to higher energy prices. Sales are down at existing Walmart stores, but due to cost-cutting, the world's largest retailer did manage to pull down a 22% increase in quarterly profit. Other corporate numbers today, profits are up at Goodyear Tire and Hormel Foods, but MGM Mirage continues to lose money as it bets big time on the new City Center complex on the Las Vegas Strip. And the Whistler Ski Resort, where the Olympic skiers are going for gold, it's having a problem with red, as in red ink. The resort is reportedly behind on loan payments, and the owner, a New York hedge fund, may be forced to put the place up for auction tomorrow. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past and present, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
I'm ready. I want to hear. Wait, don't turn down that dial. Come here. Oh, I thought we were going to hear Batman.
No, I can hear it.
See, I used to come home every day after school and watch Batman, the original. Oh, woohoo!
What do you say we get on with this show?
Adam West. Adam West and his, tight. Stretchy stuff. 42 degrees right now, currently. Today's going to be a high of 68. Anselmo Vineyards. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. Great to go out there this weekend on a Harley ride. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm looking at that because it looks like we may have the weather here for the next couple of days.
Sounds great to me.
Jeff, you ride.
Yes.
What kind of bike do you have?
1973 Shovelhead Harley Davidson.
Looks good, too. You keep it in good shape.
I'm trying. I've brought it up from barely running to what it is now in 10 years I've had it.
Yeah.
Except I can't squeeze my clutch now.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a bandage on his left hand.
Injured my clutch hand.
Oh, no. Okay, going back to Crackmaster here, you know, what I said was that Jeff supports the community, and especially the veteran community. When we were doing the Missing in America project, and Linda and I helped build a race truck.
It was like years ago.
Yeah, a pickup truck to race last year and then raced a 200-lap race in
Anderson. You raced 100 laps. I sat there strapped in and tortured. Go ahead.
That's a completely another story that I don't even like to get into because now I'm going to pay for it again for another 2 days.
Anyway.
But what we did, we let people, you know, pay for, you know, they get their names on there, onto the truck as a sponsorship. And then they were, you know, all that money went to the Missing in America project. And Jeff bought the tailgate, which was, I think, the most expensive spot out there. And we really appreciated that. But Jeff's been there, too. And not just with money, but with himself out helping our veterans community. Let's go back right now, though, Jeff.
And thank you for that.
Yeah, we do. We sincerely thank you and appreciate that, as do the other veterans in our community. Jeff, when the windshield, when you say that somebody comes in with a crack in the windshield, what do you do that's different?
Well, that's hard to explain because there's so many similarities with the across-the-board technology of doing these repairs. What I am different in is the fact that I can do them larger than anybody else says can be done, longer than anybody else says can be done. You even get bad information from your insurance company when you call in a claim, because nowadays when you call in a claim to your insurance, you're not talking to your insurance company, you're talking to a glass company that is in place to handle the glass claim for you. So naturally, they have an obvious conflict of interest in their opinions and their recommendations and their advice as to what is repairable out in the marketplace. They have the technology that not only can handle the doing the long cracks and diminish the visibility, but what my technique does is restores the structural integrity and the strength back to the glass. In other words, making it safe again. Nobody else can really claim that unless they're out there doing complete windshield repairs. And complete means a complete fill of the damage. So many times I see stuff coming into my shop that's been done by other shops, basically what I call a drill and fill, where they drill a hole, they fill in their hole, but they get little actual adhesive into the crack itself. Any portion of the crack that's left unfilled or untouched is still a weakness in the glass that can affect the performance of your windshield should you be involved in an incident of some sort.
Now, you know, the thing I noticed, too, is that you guarantee your work completely.
And the only one that gives a money-back guarantee.
That's right. And so I drove in there one day just to talk to you about something, and it had nothing to do with it. And you went and said, well, let me take a look at you know, the work I did. And you looked at it. You said, you know, you've got just a little something going on here that it looks like it's starting to spread a little bit. Well, you know, he then hijacks my truck for, you know, for an hour or so and makes sure that it's right. I mean, this is what I mean by local service from local businessmen and people that are neighbors who care. And I'm not the only one. I can't tell you how many times people have mentioned Jeff's name and Crackmaster to us as a place to go to. So we thought it was only fair to bring you on and let people know who you are. You're a one-man show.
That's right.
You want people to bring them into your shop so you can control the atmosphere. I think that's important, too.
It's another thing that I've done over the years is develop this as I learn and grow with the technology and with the industry. I have developed this to the point where I just don't offer mobile service because that's not the best quality that you can get for your windshield repair. When I can control the environment, I turn out a much better job. I did 10 years of mobile service and now 7 years of in-shop service consistently. My failure rate has gone from a low 3-4% to begin with anyway to less than 1% comeback. Jobs such as yours that have a little extension to the crack. Sometimes the cracks grow. That's the nature of glass, and that's why I tell my customers, bring it to me if you notice any change. Even when they don't notice a change and they're coming in for other issues and I notice something, I'll get them in there and do a re-repair, mitigate that from progressing any further.
Well, you know, and that's what you do.
Okay, Jeff, now, how do they find Crackmaster? Give us an address.
3208 South Market Street is, again, about a mile south of downtown on, again, Highway 273, just about straight across from Les Schwab Tires and AutoZone Parts, just north of Raba.
And then a phone number.
530, of course, 241-8373.
241-8373. And tell them that you heard it on Free Fire Radio.
Free Fire.
You won't. Nothing will happen, but at least. You know. Jeff guarantees his work. We've had work on both of our cars. Everybody else that we've sent to Jeff has had nothing but accolades. So, Jeff, thanks a lot for being on the show. You are our Small Business of the Week that we are spotlighting.
Thank you very much.
Well, no, thank you very much for what you do for our community and for, you know, just for your customers. I mean, you're somebody that guarantees your work. Totally.
And thank you for the service to our country.
Well, thank you, too. And especially thank you for your service to the country, Carl.
Well, you know.
I mean, my service was paltry in comparison.
No.
But
no,
like
no.
You say, everybody does their part.
Everybody, it is. It's a team. You know, there's you know, as I know, as silly as it sounds, there's no I in team. It's everybody has their part in this. And sometimes I wish other people were out there that are casting stones. Probably if they'd had that opportunity, they wouldn't be thinking some of the things they think.
That's true.
Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Redding, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Botter. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, we play it all. thriller. Oh, well. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Pipes, you name it. Any type of tobacco accessories they have. Then you have Espresso Joe's, which the girls there will fix any cup of coffee that you can imagine up. If they've got the parts, they'll make it. And then after you get your coffee, you can go next door and use the Wi-Fi area. And it's really a nice area there. Tables, chairs, you can sit down and relax, read the paper, go on your computer. Joe and Shelley support our community. I urge you to support them. This is Tobacco and Brew, so much more than a tobacco emporium, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We have a special guest in the studio, and one of our fresh upcoming stars of America. Her name is Victoria Woodward. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
And I understand that there is a new show in town, and it's the group that you're called the Starship Group.
Yes, we are.
Tell us about what's going on. Your performances are tonight, right?
Tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday morning, and Saturday evening.
Okay, tell us where it is and what we could expect when we come to see your shows.
The show is at the David Marr Auditorium next to Shasta High School, and we do this show every year. And we always have different themes, and I cannot tell you the theme. It's a secret.
Ooh.
The audience needs to be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be exciting, though. It's usually a two-hour show. There's an intermission, and you can always buy tickets at the door, except for Saturday night. That one's sold out. So.
Well, we have tickets for one night. What night did we have tickets for? Saturday night? Ooh, so I suppose, you know what we're going to do? If you're listening, we have four tickets, 605-4567. 9 o'clock, you can come by after the show and pick those up.
Call in, just give us your name.
That's
and
right.
You get the tickets.
Okay, so it's at what time is the show? And you can't tell us the theme, but tell us about Starship and what Starship's about.
The show is at 7:30, and Starship is a show choir group. We sing, we dance, and it is the most fun I have ever had. I love this group. We travel all over the world and perform. This year, we're going to Hawaii in June to perform multiple shows, and we're really excited about that. We're performing in Disneyland in May. And it's a really exciting group to watch.
When you say shows, you're talking about just the singing, dancing, acrobatics or anything like that?
We do stunts, but not. Okay. I wouldn't call it acrobatics, but we do flips and stunts. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're with Enterprise High School.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to ask you, where do you go to high school? No, are all the kids in the Starship group from Enterprise?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, what age group?
Freshman to senior, so usually around 14 to 18.
And how many high school kids?
There's about 50, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, did you ever hear of Up With People?
No.
Well, Up With People was a traveling group like, you know, years ago, probably in my generation. They used to travel around and open in different, you know, for people. And then, so I hear a lot of the same kids are with the summer program that we have, Kids Unlimited.
Mm-hmm. I was in Kids Unlimited for 4 years.
Oh, wow. So did you go from Kids Unlimited, let's say, from grade school, junior high, and then as soon as you got to Enterprise,
mm-hmm.
this is kind of the next bump up?
Yes.
Or can you do both?
You can do both.
Mm-hmm.
Because Starship is a year-round, is during the year, and KU is during the summer. So a lot of our kids in Starship are in KU.
Now, tell us about your director. And
Mr. Neese. Oh, we all love Mr. Neese. He's a great person. He's fun to be around, and he knows how to direct. He makes the show amazing.
And now, who is Mr. Neese?
Mr. Neese is our director.
I know, but is he a teacher?
Yes, he is a teacher. He teaches band.
At Shasta?
No, at Enterprise.
I'm sorry, at Enterprise.
Do you remember when we did the 4th of July?
Yeah.
That was all of these different age group musicians that came. That was community band. It was unbelievable. Directed by Dan Neese. That was a phenomenal evening.
He's a phenomenal director.
Yeah. So I could feel the energy. You had a 14-year-old playing trombone next to a guy that was in, you know, maybe in his late 70s, you know, and it was this great eclectic energy of people. So, okay, now tell us one more time, because we always love to support our community, and you guys are the up-and-coming future of the North State, and we are talking with Victoria Woodward who will be, didn't you do a special show? Didn't you do a special performance yesterday?
We did. We did matinees for schools. The schools came to us, and we performed for all the kids, and we did half of our show. We did all the group songs. There are solo songs in the show, but the group songs are the real kickers.
Ooh, yeah. So tonight is the kickoff. Tonight,
yes,
is your debut.
Yes.
Okay, again, one more time. Where do we go?
David Marr Auditorium starts at 7:30, and you can buy tickets at the door. It's a little late to give anybody's number out because it's hard to contact them, mm-hmm, and get a hold of them.
Right.
So I would just buy them at the door, and it's very possible to get them at the door. It's not hard at all. So,
so before we go to break, give us a little insight of what you do.
What I do?
Victoria, what you do in order to get ready to go on stage.
Oh, I get very nervous, and I just stretch and sing a little bit, get my voice warmed up, and just get pumped up, get the energy up. Not much else to
can. A good luck, a mantra, a good luck charm.
We do something called we do a meeting of love, and we go 1, 2, 3, love.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and we do go Starship before everything, so the audience can hear how excited we are.
Yeah, but personally.
Personally?
Do you have a good luck?
No.
Okay.
Well, let me talk to my friends.
Some people have, like, the lipstick they have to use. You know what I mean.
Tickets are $7.
Yes.
Okay, you can get them at the door. Now, we have 4 tickets for Saturday night. Just give us a call at 605-4567 or 4565. Give us your name, and then you can stop by here and pick them up. And I think you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, family pack.
Hey. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having
We're
me.
So excited for you guys.
I'm very excited.
Next time you guys come back and sing. We want you to come back and do a little number on the air.
We have people singing. We have people fiddling. We had, in fact, there was 28 people in here clogging at one time.
No, we literally have the Sweet Adelines on right before Valentine's that were doing the singing telegrams, right, and the fiddles.
And Sell It With Ernie and Dave had a 400-pound pig named Uzi. Okay, we got to take a break. Carl and DeBott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Partnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
The real estate professionals, GMAC, know the residential real estate market and that the way people buy and sell homes is changing. Over 80% of today's home buyers start their search online. BuzzAboutReading.com has all the details you need to feel confident about your real estate decisions. Call a real estate professional GMAC agent or visit them at BuzzAboutReading.com. Whether you're buying or selling, real estate professionals GMAC will meet all of your real estate needs. Call them at 224-6700 or visit them at one of their two convenient Reading locations.
Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM is Carl and Linda Bott. Oh. Phone lines here 605-4567. The tickets are gone.
That's
the
how
tickets
we feel
are
about
gone.
The weather. Woo! Yeah.
The tickets have disappeared. Okay, you know, looks like the Reading City Council approved selling an 82-acre Strott property to Reading Rancheria for $1.575 million.
Isn't that Joel's family?
I think that was Joel's family. That's right. They had planned to anyway. I think they bought it for 1.5, so they made some money, which is unusual for our city council.
And what are they going to do with that property?
Well, I think Reading Rancheria is going to expand it. I'm sure.
And
anyway, you know, in this time of divisiveness, I'm going to change the subject for a second. Okay. In this time of divisiveness, mm-hmm. it appears that 80% of all Americans have agreed on one subject. I mean, guess what that would be? They have united together, one voice, one people. They are vehemently opposed to a recent Supreme Court ruling that opens the door for corporations, labor unions, and other organizations to spend money directly from their general funds to influence campaigns. And it says, there's talking 80% of Americans, and that they're broken down, that specifically 85% of Democrats, 81% of Independents, and 76% of Republicans are opposed to it. In short, everybody hates this ruling, and they should. You know, I mean, okay, there's freedom, but you know, it's just going when you go down to these, like our own little initiative we're having here in November about whether and it's a non-binding, but it's leverage on the electrical union and paying part of their retirement, et cetera. We go into sound bites, and the people with the best sound bites and the most money throw a lot out there. Okay, we got 4 minutes left. Let's go to the phones.
KCNR, Dorothy, you're on.
Hey, Carl.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I haven't talked to you since 1400. This is Dorothy the liberal Nazi.
Okay. Love it. Bring it on.
I'm really happy you guys have your own show. But anyway, listen, you brought up something I want to talk about really quickly.
Sure.
What you said about politics and business is so true. I'm on the opposite side of you, you know, and my side thinks your side is dumb and your side thinks my side is dumb. But I have gone into businesses here in Reading where Rush Limbaugh is blasting. That is the biggest turnoff for a Democrat. Now, I want you to know that I know it's a conservative county, but there are a lot of Democrats in this county and we spend a lot of money. So I would advise business owners to think twice before they have Rush Limbaugh blasting on their radio.
How about us?
Well, you're not quite as bad. Linda, you make up for Carl. you sort of keep him balanced.
You know what she does? But
that's my job.
But Dorothy, here's the thing is I am a multifaceted personality in that there are things that I'm probably as liberal on as you are. There are other things.
Don't come across that way.
Well, but you know what? It's the thing is though is I just I
how about
I just,
moderate?
Well, I am moderate in many ways, but there's other ways that I am over there. But, you know, I agree with you 100%.
Yes.
That I don't want to hear somebody telling me the United States is an imperialist country.
Well, if you've got Rush Limbaugh playing really loud on your radio, you know, and then I walked into this sandwich deli place, my husband and I, and he had a sign out. There was some controversy a few years ago about Ted Kennedy and whatever. And he said, and it was a sign he had posted on a sandwich place right out there in front, blasting Ted Kennedy and something he had said and whatever. Well, you walk into the place and you want to enjoy yourself and have a sandwich, you don't need to look at that. You know, we just turned around and left. And as I said, there's a lot of Democrats in this town. We spend a lot of money, too. And I would think twice before I had Rush Limbaugh playing in my place of business.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, Dorothy, we only got like a minute here. What do you think of Jim Reed?
You know, I honestly don't know that much about him yet.
Well, he's going to be on
now
our,
looking into yeah. it. It takes time for me to make my decision.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be on our show in a couple of weeks, and I just thought I'd let you know.
Okay.
And we're going to have him on for an hour here, then down to our town hall meeting. So you'll get a big, you'll get a good chance to get to know
okay.
who he is.
Okay. From what I've read, it sounds all right. But I'm like you; I consider myself a moderate, but I lean left. And there are some people that just are not moderates in this town, like the person you encountered.
Yeah, you know,
and
yeah.
the businesses I have gone into. So if you want the business, you better just keep your mouth shut and do whatever you're going to do on the side.
Well, you know, and
yeah,
that's
that.
What you have after hours
Sorry.
And your friends
yeah.
and those kind
yes,
of things.
Yes.
And there's great times to have debates and to be civil about it. That's the big thing, too. So.
My husband and I had hobby trains, and we would have meetings out in Millville in our big, huge barn out there. And we made posters, hobby talk only, no religion or politics.
Yeah.
And it
go.
Kept it
yeah.
from everyone yeah. from fighting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad that you switched
Thank
over
you.
To us, and we appreciate that, Dorothy.
Well, as I said, Linda kind of keeps you in balance.
Not
call
too
us,
sharp hey, of edge there.
Yeah, call us.
Thanks, Dorothy.
Call us anytime, Dorothy.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much.
I love it. Our liberal, what you call it? Our liberal.
Liberal Nazi.
Liberal
yeah.
Nazi.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I love it.
She is obviously not. You know that. You know we have all types, and we love it.
This is Casey and our Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Federal debt has exploded.
So President Obama wants to do something about that debt, creating a special deficit commission. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live at the White House.
Dave, this commission will be co-chaired by a former Republican senator and a Clinton-era White House chief of staff.
Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles are taking on the impossible.
That is, to find a way to balance the budget in 5 years, because, says President Obama, if we don't act, the weight of the debt
will hobble our economy. It will cloud our future, and it will saddle every child in America with an intolerable burden.
But the president's debt commission can only recommend change. It does not have the power to enact change, Dave.
All right, later this hour, the president will sit down with the Dalai Lama in the White House private residence, a meeting with the Tibetan leader that China is angry about. What the Taliban ruled, NATO is taking over, making a strong push in an enemy stronghold in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more on the operation live.
Yeah, success, they're calling it, near Majir Town.
The insurgent has been cleared effectively from those areas, and we are able now to begin to show that level of commitment that is required to make the population believe that we are genuinely there to stay.
British two-star General Nick Carter, but there has been stiff resistance in Majir Town, snipers and bomb makers who left some districts heavily mined. Meanwhile, news of the capture in Pakistan of two more Taliban commanders. Dave?
Alistair, conservatives are huddled up in Washington.
2010 is a referendum on the very identity of our nation.
Florida Republican Senate hopeful Marco Rubio at the annual CPAC gathering. Republicans strategizing, hoping to get deep into the Democrats' majority in Congress in November. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 19 points. That record snow that they got in Baltimore will delay the Maryland Zoo's season opener because the storm damaged it. The aviary for birds was a total loss, and one owl has flown the coop. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Home Depot has Miracle-Gro Liquifeed Advance for the great price of $11.98 every day. Attach it to your garden hose and you'll be feeding and nourishing your flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and trees while you water them. That leads to more blooms and bigger vegetables, which in turn leads to a better garden and much better garden salads. All thanks to the Miracle-Gro Liquifeed Advance you got for just $11.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Well, after creating his deficit commission and meeting the Dalai Lama, President Obama will go west.
President Obama heads to Colorado today for fundraising events for Democratic Senate incumbent Michael Bennett. Senator Bennett trails potential Republican challengers to his seat, but leads Democratic primary challenger Andrew Romanoff, former Speaker of the State House. Mr. Obama is drawing criticism within his own party for making appearances on behalf of one Democrat over another in a primary. In Denver, Alicia Acuna, Fox News Radio.
And the president will also stump for Harry Reid in Nevada, where that Senate majority leader has a tough re-election fight. They'll be in Las Vegas, where they haven't been all that happy with President Obama, citing Vegas as a place where people can be irresponsible with their money. Sentenced to 30 days in jail, TV pitchman Kevin Trudeau is back in court today. His lawyer says
Mr. Trudeau has committed no crime. He has violated no statute and has violated no court order.
Trudeau hawks his books on late-night TV. He's been held in criminal contempt after urging visitors to his website to flood the computer of a federal judge overseeing a case against him. After a U.S. record 6 medals yesterday, what's next at the Olympics? Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in Vancouver.
And Dave, we're hoping to top that record today as Jennifer Rodriguez and the ladies speed skaters take to the ice in the 1,000 meter at the Oval. Figure skaters Evan Lysacek and Jeremy Weir go for gold in the men's free skating competition.
Of course, I've dreamed about this moment, you know, since I was a little kid.
And after winning gold yesterday, Minnesota's own Lindsey Vonn is back at Whistler to try and capture another one, Dave.
Now, Jeff, the competition, just as tough on TV. On American Idol, where it's down to the top 24. Lily Scott made the cut, but Thaddeus Johnson did not.
I did everything I could.
It's up to us from here on out. We start voting with live performances next week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our website's KCNR1460.com. Hey, we're streaming. You can't hear us in the car because you're walking around town now. Put us on your BlackBerry. Put us on your iPhone. You can get us there, too. You know, one of the things that Linda and I have been talking about for months is why is it every other month or every other week there's a photo on the front page of the Record Searchlight, and it's really usually somebody that looks like your mom, but she's in an Orange County jumpsuit, and she's just been busted for embezzling. And then you find out this embezzling has been going on for months, years, decades, and it's not like $5 here or $10 there. In some cases, it's up into the millions. Well, we were approached by Mark Dannenberg from National University, that told us that they're having an embezzlement prevention workshop. So we invited Mark on and Dr. Greg White, who is also a part of the workshop, to talk about embezzlement, what's causing it, how do you prevent it. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Dr. White.
Good morning.
Okay.
Thank you for being here, because I am sure our listeners, this is touching a lot of people who have not come forward. And you have some incredible statistics. What we look for, we want to talk about encouraging people to come and marking their calendar for March 24th, where you will have your embezzlement, stop embezzlement, fraud, and theft in your workplace. And that's, of course, going to be at the National University Lecture Series. Where will that be held, the series?
The series is on campus, which is 2195 Larkspur, top floor above Social Security.
Okay, and that's going to be a Wednesday, and it starts at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Yeah.
Okay, let's start. First of all, Mark, what's your background? Quick on your background, and then we'll do Dr. White, and then we'll get right into this.
My background's been about 20 years in executive management. I was the vice president of one of the largest grain companies in the world, handling hundreds of millions of dollars in my early 20s. And I've also been the vice president of a railroad. But I do have firsthand experience in what we're talking about. When I started my own business, I worked for about 2 years, literally 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, and after 2 years I decided to take a day off. Actually, two, I was going to take Friday and Saturday off. And what happened was my business, and this is going to sound more impressive than it is, but the cash flow was $800,000 to $1.2 million a day. The Friday I took off, a part-time person said to my secretary, well, I'll make the bank deposits. They happened to be about $1.2 million that day. He did. He took them right to his bank and deposited them, and he was so far in debt with his bank from his farming business that they were glad to take those receipts. So I was out at $1.2 million in less than 30 seconds. So I do have a background of strong management, and a lot of that's come since that time. But I do have personal experience with what we're going to be talking about today.
Did he, this person get away with that? I mean, he couldn't have.
Well, we caught him, but one of the things that we'll probably get into a little bit later, recovering lost property or money from embezzlers, the statistics are really, really high against you recovering anything.
Wow.
There's a couple instances where people stole millions of dollars, and they're supposed to be paying it back, and the restitution over the last 5 years for one that stole $1.2 million, so far is $47.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Wild.
So, can I just say something? So I think the encouraging thing that we'll come away with, number one today, is that as you're hearing this information for our wonderful friends and listeners, is that if this has happened to you, you need to come forward so you can stop it, so that the next guy doesn't have to experience this. Move it forward. Pay forward the information. So that's a very valuable what we're going to be learning here today.
Okay, and Dr. White?
Well, I'm a professor of psychology. I've been in Reading here for 20 years, last 10 with National. I'm a clinical and a social psychologist, and in my private practice, I've actually had a couple of embezzlers. But part of my perspective is what do we know about how do we detect deception? How can you tell if somebody might be ripping you off? And also, I've been interested in how it is that people who otherwise may have no criminal record, which is the majority of these people, get sticky fingers and get involved in real theft. And how does that happen when most of them are not career criminals by any means?
Hmm. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to start on this. We're going to start on, how can you prevent it, and some of the traits that people may have that you can start detecting. You know, things that you may have been suspicious about, and you kind of blew it off, but then now you're going to have the experts tell you that maybe you relaxed too soon. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
With the cold winds of Windsor blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder with the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony for Red, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue skies.
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our guests are Mark Dannenberg and Dr. Greg White from National University. They're having a lecture series on stopping embezzlement, fraud, and theft in your workplace. Those will begin Wednesday, March 21st. Now, Mark, who's immune? Is there anybody immune from embezzlement?
Well, that's one of the unfortunate things. I've not found any organization or any in particular person that has been immune to this. In fact, my research indicates that this seems to be a crime of opportunity as anything, and there's opportunity out there, especially if you're not prepared for it. Some examples that I came across, one of the articles entitled is Embezzlement is a Sign of the Times. You start to look at things, and we had a Stockton man embezzle $750,000 from the county, and the article says it's a wave of current embezzlements they've gone through. There's a Visalia woman who stole. There's a $1.6 million theft from and a 47-count indictment from a paving company. Fundraiser in San Francisco just got 5 years for embezzlement. A brewery bookkeeper stole $19,000 to pay for her son's football camp and hotels and that type of thing.
Okay.
A lawyer in Roseville. There's nobody. Charities, counties.
Nobody is immune.
Nobody's immune.
Let's go to the phones here. You're on KCNR.
Hello?
Hello, you're on KCNR.
Hey, Carl and Nick. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, good morning.
I just wanted to say that I was one that learned the hard way with this embezzlement cases, and I'll be quick. The first girl I hired in my contracting business 25 years ago, I made the mistake of giving her the power of attorney to sign checks, which was, as these guys know, we're probably laughing right now because it was the stupidest thing to do. She got me for $28,000, and there was nothing that I could do to her legally. A few years later, my best friend's wife, I put her on part-time, got me for a couple thousand dollars, and she was terminated. But the third time, somebody got me for $18,000, and this was just a few years ago, and the Reading police prosecuted her. And I want to say the Reading police were great. Aaron Moretti came in, and they really took this case. The girl was charged, and we ended up getting our money back from the sale of her property. But you just have to watch out what you're doing when you're in small business, because even I can't afford the losses like that, and I've known some people that have literally folded from embezzlement cases.
And you know, the funny thing, Rick, is that there's, for every case that comes up, and I may be told that I'm wrong here by the experts, it seems like there's many that are not even reported
exactly,
for one reason or another. So
family or friends, and they just don't want to turn them in. But the last one I went after, all three were girls, and the last one I went after to make sure it wasn't ever going to happen to me. So now I pay all my bills myself. I make my deposits. I don't let anybody access that anymore for this. One quick other thing. Watch out for accountants. And I'm not saying that they're all like this, but the last accountant I had got me for $8,000 in phony deposits to the IRS and making my quarterlies and stuff. So just look out for what you're doing, because like you say, it's the way of the times, and these people are out there. I sold a Harley-Davidson, or trying to sell a Harley-Davidson that's brand new. I've had at least six scams on people trying to snag that bike.
Oh. Well, you know, it's
it's strange.
I hope, Rick, it's just not you. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Rick, just for a second here, give me, like, one incident of the scam, one scam.
For the Harley-Davidson?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll fax you over four emails I got, all with the same wording, different names, all want to pay more money for the bike. In fact, if I can get Bob to give me your fax number, I'll fax you. I have them in my office. Of four different emails I got, all saying they'll pay more for the bike if it's the one their son wants that they're going to buy for his birthday. Every single one of them is the same, but different names, different email addresses.
Huh. I wonder why they would do that.
I never emailed them back. One I did, and I tried to play it up. I never got a response that I was real interested in that it was the same bike. There's an email address on each one to take a look at a bike to see if it's the same Heritage Softail that I have.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for your call, Rick.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay, gentlemen, is he unusual?
Well, first of all, Rick, I'd like to say feel bad about it, but don't feel alone. You are certainly one of many. And Linda and I were talking off the air, and she was giving an example of one she knew, and she happened to mention it was a woman, like she was surprised. Actually, the greater number of embezzlements are women, and it's nothing against the gender. It's that women have been entrusted in most businesses to do the bookkeeping, kind of a maybe a past gender inequality in jobs or whatever. But since they're the ones handling the money, that seems to what to be where the opportunity lies, and so it's mostly women that are doing this. Secondly, I'd like to address the fact that people seem to be getting away with it and turning in the crime. That's one of the biggest problems. Because in most of these, including the article in the Record Searchlight, most of these employees have been around 8, 10, 20 years. They're your friends. When we're talking small business, you may have hired these people. Your children grew up with these people. And so you're pretty embarrassed when it happens to you, because it was partly your decision to get so involved with this person. They may be coming over for dinner on Saturday night.
You know, that was one of the things that Linda said was that how can somebody look you in the face, you know, bring presents, eat at your table, and know that they're taking you for like, nicking you for like $5 to $6 grand a month, you know, and just act like it's fine. We got to take a break. When we come back, that's why I want to go to Dr. White, and maybe he can explain this to us. Is there something missing right there? Or I'd like to know is how embezzler thinks that it's okay to, you know, feeling that they're part of the family and be able to do this. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 AM.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Want to advertise on the hottest, fastest-growing talk radio station in the North State with shows that include Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Laura, and a Saturday lineup of local talk shows and Cigar Dave and Tom Gresham's Gun Talk.
Call me, Tammy Chadwick, at 530-605-4565.
KCNR, 1460 AM. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time or free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I was waiting for that. I want to hear more of this.
Well, I really like Coachmaster commercials. I really like those.
Yeah, you know what? His heart's in the right place. Yeah. 8:23 in the morning, if you're just waking up and your feet are hitting the ground, this is KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. This is Free Fire Radio, currently 42 degrees, going to be 68 today. Oh, love it. I've got on short sleeves. Love it. Mm-hmm. We're talking about something that's kind of uncomfortable, though. And our guests today are Dr. Gary White and Mark Dannenberg from National University. We're talking about embezzlement, and we're talking about that icky E that has affected so many people.
The icky E.
That's happened with so many people here in the North State, and we're reading about it more and more. In fact, it was on the front cover of the Searchlight, where there were, 9, 10, 12 names and faces, and how many, the embezzlement from $1 million to $1,500?
30 total people.
Was that 30? Oh, my gosh.
We talked about how it touches everybody, but now we want Dr. White, because it touches everybody, and there are people that literally, as we've said before, grow up with the business, grow up with your families, eat at your dinner table. How can they do this?
Well, most of these folks are not criminals, so why you should protect yourself with background checks, that's not going to stop but a small percentage of it. You know how people who have access to drugs are more likely to become addicted, regardless of their personality? Well, that's true here. That people who have access to money and trusted positions can get tempted. Now, the majority of these people come through the route of they have some kind of personal financial emergency, and this is the last result, and they go ahead and take a little bit of the money, find they can get away with it, and it snowballs after that. For some people, it's a feeling that I'm not being treated well enough here. It's sort of an exalted position. I'm worth more than I'm getting paid somehow, and maybe it's because they deal with money. You know, it rubs off on them that because I deal with the money, I'm more important and all that, and therefore I should be paid more, but I'm not being paid more, so I'll just borrow some from the till here and occasionally. And that's another route that this comes. One of the things we'd like to believe is that we can detect when other people are lying to us, but it turns out from a lot of psychological research, we're very poor at doing this. And in fact, because we're vulnerable to people who are handling our money, we kind of want to believe that they're trustworthy. See, it's kind of a protection we dream up, and we might then not do the proper accounting procedures and trust on our senses of the person, when in fact we can't really trust in them.
So it's in our general nature to think everybody's good. Is that what you're saying? We start off by thinking, this is a good person, I'm a good person, you're going to be a good person, come on into my world. What do we need to look for? Are there like 5 signs, 3 signs, you know, to be on guard? What are the first kind of things that would be a telling sign?
Well, it is confusing because we assume that if someone is dishonest, ripping us off, then we could detect that they would lie in other ways or behave in a, and it turns out that's generally not true. So there are actually very few signs you can look at. One of them is, the person is talking about maybe I'm not paid enough, or that, you know, I've been working for you for a long time and I don't feel appreciated. So when you begin to hear that kind of stuff, you should worry. If they start talking about some financial emergency, their husband has been very ill, they don't have enough insurance, et cetera, then you start maybe worrying that they may resort to stealing from you for, in their minds, a better good to pay some debt. Some of these people have gambling debts, so you want to be aware if somebody is out there gambling a little bit too much.
Well, this is, so it...
Well, we can't really, are we allowed to do a questionnaire?
Well, you can, I think if you've got a relationship, like some of these people have been in the business, I mean, they're all friends, is that, that's bound to come out. I mean, it's like, you know their husband or wife is ill, you know, that maybe, you know, how you want to help, but also maybe, also then a little flag goes up.
Right.
And, you know, is one of the ways to, and we're getting ready to take a break here in a couple of minutes. Okay, those are like some telltales there on it. Are, with the economic times being the way they are we seeing an upswing in embezzlements?
We definitely are. Again, one of the things you have to remember is that if this is happening to you, you have to accept part of the blame for it. It's your responsibility to be vigilant or be victimized here. Just because somebody doesn't, or somebody does embezzle, doesn't mean you're free of the associated guilt that goes with it. You should have put things in place to catch, see that red flag come up. Rick called earlier, talked about paying his own bills and things like that. That's a lot of what we're going to go on in our workshop and our seminar about things we should be doing to stop this from happening. In my case, the fellow not only stole the deposits for the day, but he went into where we kept our blank checks, and we had thousands of checks, blank checks, and he took one out of every thousand or so, so he had four blank checks with him as well. And those are little things, but having somebody write the checks and then sign them, and you don't see what's going on, a lot of it are involved where people are taking deposits or writing checks. There's several different things. Phantom employees. I'm your bookkeeper, so I just create another employee or put a family member on the books, and I'm collecting two checks now. One case that I researched, they put their family members on the health care plan that didn't work for the business, and the business was paying for their health care. There's lots of things we need as business people to do to prevent this.
Well, we have to take a break in just a few seconds here. When we come back, we have somebody on the line, but we also want to talk about how often you should go through your books. Maybe have a third or a fourth person that comes in and audits your bookkeeper, or whatever. What other signs that we have? So our guests today are Dr. Greg White and Mark Dannenberg from National University. We're looking forward to your calls. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, Clearly News Talk Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A small plane has crashed into a building in North Austin in Texas. Firefighters are rushing to evacuate the building, and police have blocked off access to roads in the area. In Washington, President Obama sitting down this morning with exiled Tibetan leader the Dalai Lama, a move denounced by China. Just an hour ago, the president signed an order setting up a panel to tackle the country's deficit.
This commission will be co-chaired by a former Republican senator and a Clinton-era White House chief of staff.
Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles are taking on the impossible.
That is, to find a way to balance the budget in 5 years.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson, the president warning that if we don't act, the debt
will hobble our economy, it will cloud our future, and it will saddle every child in America with an intolerable burden.
But the president's debt commission can only recommend change. It does not have the power to enact change.
Fox News, we report, you decide.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid
all the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save. Feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Do you wake up feeling like you need a few more hours of sleep? Do you have difficulty with memory and concentration? Do you snore loudly? Do you have morning or night headaches? These are just a few of the symptoms of sleep apnea, a condition in which breathing stops during sleep. Some apnea sufferers wake up gasping for air. Others just awake in the morning feeling unrested. Sleep apnea is considered a serious medical condition and should be treated to reduce the risk of many complications, such as high blood pressure or stroke. Join Dr. Shadan and Advanced Sleep Diagnostics for a seminar about sleep apnea and other sleep disorders, sponsored by Owens Healthcare. It's free to the public. So come and enjoy hors d'oeuvres, hear more about sleep apnea, and have your questions answered. The seminar will be February 23rd at 6 p.m. at Owens Healthcare, 2025 Court Street. Reserve your place by calling 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-MY-OWENS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Hi. What are you doing?
I just wanted to pass on a little hopeful message to you and your listeners.
Okay.
Wally Herger, Congressman Herger, is not in Washington, D.C. today. He's in Reading.
So that gives us hope, right?
No, he is speaking to a class of high schoolers.
Oh, really?
Today out at Reading Christian School in Palo Cedro. I have talked to all of the high school, our local high school government teachers.
Uh-huh.
And it can be a little disheartening what they're teaching to people like me who are in our 50s, you know, with history and government should be factual and it should be truthful and it should be engaging and exciting. And Reading Christian School really makes it that way. They have a huge focus on the Constitution. These kids have to know it. And it's very impressive. So their high school teacher just called up Herger's office and said, my kids have a lot of questions for you. And he said, well, I'm their public servant, so I'd be happy to be there. So well, I thought that was just kind of hopeful that we have a lot of kids, high schoolers, you know, our future leaders.
Yeah, I think
leaders.
It's great to, you know, listen to a congressman. You know, but how about when I call up and say, hey, my listeners have got a lot of questions for you. Come on the show. I don't quite get that same reception there, Kelly.
You don't get that same reception, do you?
Hey, Kelly, you know what? That's positive news. And thanks for calling and letting our listeners know.
Yeah,
because that's something that's really cool.
And it's good for the congressman to be back and doing that.
Well, you know, crabby old people like Carl, I mean like me, we have a tendency to think maybe the younger generation just doesn't care. But, you know, there is a lot of people in the younger generation who really are engaged and they care.
On contraire there, because, you know, we've been having Eagle Scouts in here. They've been doing so many things around. I think our younger generation's got a lot going for it.
If we
could just hand it off to them in some kind of semblance of decent shape.
That's what we need to do. We need to pass it off in decent shape. I'm so impressed with you having the Eagle Scouts on and all that. You know, I married an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, you know what? He's a good guy.
You know, and I tell all high school girls, they look at me and they say, wow, you have a good life. And I say, you know what? You know that guy in high school that's kind of geeky, that's the Eagle Scout guy that you don't want to date? That's the guy you want to marry.
Everything.
The Eagle Scouts are the best. They're kind of like Marines, you know? They can just do it all.
Hoorah.
I agree. Oh, you know what? One of our guests in the studio right now, Kelly, Dr. Greg White, he just put up three fingers and said, pointed at him, I'm an Eagle Scout. So,
oh, really?
Yes, Dr.
Oh, that's
Greg.
Right. That's wonderful.
Okay, hey, Kelly, thanks a lot. Thanks
right,
for calling.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate it. All right. Okay. Okay, look, we're going to, before we get back to our guests, we're going to, Jim Nielsen, our the State Assemblyman, has just called, and he wants to talk, he gives an update on prisoners. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. Love date is yesterday, Crime Victims United, an organization I helped found many years ago, had a press conference announcing a lawsuit to enjoin the early release, the input of crime victims in any release decisions against CDCR and the administration. This would be under the provisions of Marcy's Law, Proposition 9, that the voters passed last November, that prohibits early release for population reasons. Now, what is it going to be the success? I don't know, but the point is, I believe that it's incumbent on us to fight this on every front. Crime Victims United has been long-standing in opposition to these releases, so that's our next step.
So now, with this injunction, does that mean they will not be turned loose?
Well, if the judge grants an injunction or a stay, not a stay, but an injunction, yes, it would stop it.
Okay.
Such a similar action by the Sacramento County Deputy Sheriff did result in a two-day stop of releases. Then the judge, in effect, reversed himself, and folks are being released in Sacramento County, I think, as of yesterday or today.
Which means they're probably they're hot-footing it up here towards Shasta County.
Well, some of them may well be, but unfortunately, there's going to be plenty of them released directly into Shasta County anyway.
Yeah.
There will probably be some of the same folks that voted for this release last year will be introducing some legislation to modify it. Let's put it that way now, all of a sudden, that things are getting a little sticky. It doesn't look so good.
Yeah, it's never looked good.
It's so sad. You know, Carl, I've said all along, this is a battle that I'm going to win. But why do we have to win it after there's all carnage on the streets and too many victims? It happens again and again and again in society. The last cycle of this was in 1992.
Well, you know what it takes? It takes people just, again, standing up, saying enough's enough. Unfortunately, that word doesn't get down there. But now, you know, some of these people that they voted to release, even though they are not the, quote, murderers, they are robbers. They are carjackers. They are people that invade your home. I mean, you know, it's there's still places out in the desert that you can put tents up, you know?
Well, I don't even want some of these folks in tents,
Well, Jim, if you can just keep us appraised of what's going on with this, and, you know, let us know how this has happened, if the injunction is granted.
I will indeed keep you posted. You folks have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much for your phone call. Okay, we've got to take a break. We'll get back to our guest here. We have any number of politicians that come rolling through here. So, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by the Palacio Pharmacy, serving you for over 30 years. Same prices as the big box store, but at the Palacio Pharmacy, you're treated like family.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by Amsoil, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. 605-4567.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past and present, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
All right, can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in the United States. And there's so much more than just that. Go visit them, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Our guests are Mark Dannenberg and Dr. Greg White, who are going to have a seminar, or putting on a seminar at National University on Wednesday, March 24th, starting at 7 p.m., Stop Embezzlement, Fraud, and Theft in Your Workplace. And embezzlement is not just cash. Is that correct?
That's correct. One of the big offshoots of what's going on is that we're seeing this stealing of services. One of the bigger aspects of this is calling 900 numbers, it's just sex lines. Employees are doing that on employee time, stealing time. They're doing it with employee or employer phones, and the phone bills can run $5, $6, $7. I've seen as much as $10,000 calling sex lines. So there's lots of different services that can be stolen too. So I wanted to be sure that business people out there that are primarily service oriented, it's not just their cash that they can be taking or stealing or embezzling. It can be your services as well.
I tell you what, Bob, I'm going to check those phones real quick here.
Give us a few other examples of some services.
Well, there's lots of different things that employees can do. For example, take something as simple as cleaning rugs. They can take that equipment home and do their home. They can do their relatives' homes. You look at any type of service where there's equipment involved, they can use that equipment and actually... equipment can disappear, tools of the trade that maybe the employer provides in construction and that type of stuff can disappear, can be misused, misappropriated, that type of thing. So any service, any product is subject to embezzlement. So we really have to be on our toes as business owners and watching for this and be vigilant.
Well, Dr. White, what do we need to look for?
Well, I think first a business owner has to really look at him or herself. You know, President Reagan once said about the Russians, trust but verify. And, it's hard in a small business to think that you're in a conflict relationship eternally with somebody who's managing your money. But, in fact, that's the way it is. You have to accept that kind of psychological cost of doing business, which is a person in a access to money and services, you have to have a certain level of distrust so that you can carry through with your verification, the actions you need to do so that you don't get ripped off. And that's uncomfortable for a lot of people. So I think the business owner has to accept that that's kind of the cost of doing business. There's a built-in conflict. And you can't assume that because you have a sense of trust, that means the person is trustworthy.
Well, can one set up methods for detection?
Well, Mark can probably talk more about that on the accounting side. But one method that probably wouldn't work is looking over the shoulder of your employee all the time, because then that sets a certain level of paranoia on the employee. And they may think, well, I'm not trusted, and get disaffected, and they may be even more likely to take money, you know. This hard working here, nobody trusts anybody. So you don't want to go to that extent either. But in the seminar that we're going to be presenting, we'll go through a number of accounting and other methods, and Mark can talk about those.
Okay, Mark. Methods?
Well, one of the things I want business owners to keep in mind, and my students are going to appreciate this because they hear it a lot, it's like taxes. It's not what you make that counts, it's what you get to keep. So that is one of the big things, because very few businesses actually recover from embezzlement. As I said, the restoration's horrific. But one of the things you have to do, unfortunately, is think like a crook, because these people are spending a lot of time and energy figuring out how to embezzle and steal from you. So you have to understand how they go about it. And I'm going to kind of just go over briefly some of the different methods for that, but because of time, we're not going into a lot of detail. But the first is easy. It's stealing the cash. Cash comes in, somebody pays me for a drink, I pocket the money. So any cash-intensive business, such as bars and restaurants, is subject to that, and that's one of the harder ones to catch. There's also a method called lapping. And what lapping is Company A comes in and pays their bill of $100. I'm the employee, I pocket that $100. When Company B pays their $200 bill, I take $100 of that and pay Company A's bill so they don't complain, and apply $100 to Company B so it looks like they made a payment. There's no complaint there. And then as more and more comes in, I steal a little bit more, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. That's called lapping. There's check kiting. We had that a few years ago here in Reading, where I write a check on bank for $10,000, and I go over to Bank B, and I deposit that check, but before it's even what's called collected funds. Next time you have Mark Woodward, Arnie might ask him about collected funds, but I write another check on Bank C. So I'm taking this $10,000 that doesn't exist. I'm staying ahead of the bank in terms of where it comes from. Meanwhile, I keep writing bigger and bigger checks. Payroll fraud, I talked about phantom employees. One of the things a lot of people don't realize is I can write in a lot of overtime that doesn't exist and get paid for overtime. There's fake loans to take out a loan in the business's name and not pay it back. I can take out a loan if I'm running ABC business. I can name my business something that starts with ABC, and maybe I'm a partner or whatever, and when I get a check coming in for the business ABC, I take it to my ABC business and deposit it. Everything looks kosher to the bank. There's undercharging. You're a cashier, and I come in, and we're good buddies, so instead of charging me $100 for that item, you charge me $20. And this goes on an awful lot. Fictitious bad debt. I'm the bookkeeper, so I create a fictitious bad debt, so I'm writing off $20,000 in debt. You, the business owner, oh, geez, another bad debt. We better not do business with them anymore. Meanwhile, I, the bookkeeper, have kept the $20,000 in bad debt.
Okay. I'm getting overwhelmed here. Plus, we have to take a break. This is...
Well, it's really important news, and what? I know that there's somebody right now in the car driving to work.
Or at work.
That knows this is going on, and this is a perfect time for you to blow the whistle.
You know, this is also, when we get back from the break here, we have to finish up, but this is archived, and this show is being archived on Free Fire Radio, that you may want to go back and listen to this, because there's a lot of good information about the possibilities of people working for you that are embezzling from you, from stealing from you. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning, Reading. 8:52 in the morning. This is KCNR 1460. It's currently 47 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today, about 68. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. our favorite destination getaway.
Yeah.
Our guest this morning, well, we're talking about embezzlement. Pretty heavy. How many cases in the last year, roughly, have in Shasta County, embezzlement cases that you're aware of?
I'm aware of about six right now, just in Shasta County alone.
It's happened since January?
Mm-hmm.
This January?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, we know of two businesses. One that last year they got hit, and they put in cameras. They couldn't believe how much they were being hit. But as soon as they stopped this one person, their income jumped $1,000 a week.
Well, that's big time money, and any money invested in preventing this is going to be returned quite handsomely. However, keep in mind what Greg said. It's not that easy to detect just in cameras alone.
Right. Okay, what's the best way of detecting then?
Do you want to answer that from your point of view?
Well, one of the not best ways is to talk to your employee and ask them if there's anything funny going on, because most folks are not very good at detecting deception. In fact, even law enforcement is very poor in the research on actually detecting deception. It's a hard thing to do. You have to really be specially trained. So I'd give up any notion that you could tell that a person has shifty eyes or they're evasive or something like that. Having said that, I would, at the very beginning of employment, make sure all employees know what you have in effect that is likely to catch somebody who is embezzling. You don't have to give away all the details, but it just signals, you know, this is not a place where you can get away with it.
Now, for something more down to earth that a business person can actually put their hands on, there's missing documents, there's delayed bank deposits, customers complaining about double billing, that's kind of that lapping thing going on probably, holes in your accounting records. Earlier in my career, I dealt a lot with banks, and I learned some of their internal situations for this, and one of them was an employee had to take a two-week vacation every year and not contact the bank. Because if they're in this embezzlement with somebody, they need that person, contact that person to cover it up while they're gone. So if you have an employee that looks like they're working a lot of overtime, they don't want to take time off, that's a red flag to me. Why won't they take time off, especially if they have a family? So you have duplicate payments. You have somebody that's handling all the checks and bills, and you're not seeing them, a disappearance of petty cash. There's all kinds of little things, and we don't want to go into them all, but that's what the seminar is all about. Help that.
I want to bring up something that we talked about at the break regarding credit cards and using children's names. Could you go a little bit, tell our listeners about what we were talking about?
Yeah, that was a little bit off subject, but one of the things I've learned about even more so since I was doing a little bit of research, but I've heard about it years ago, it's increasing in that parents are opening up several lines of credit and credit cards in their minor children's names. And they're running up the debt, not making any payments, and the children don't find out about it till usually they go off to college or become an adult and apply for a credit card, and they find out that there's $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in debt in their name. Now, legally, they're not responsible for that, and I'm not a lawyer, so I would see a lawyer, but just the mental thought of that and the mental picture of a parent doing that to their own child is unbelievable, but that's kind of where we are today.
So the economy is impacts on it, of course, but it's not just the economy. You know, again, you know, you get into the psychological side of this where I deserve more. I've worked harder than everybody else. I should get this. You know, some of them are for need, but you know, a lot of it, doctor, is just maybe for the thrill, or that, you know, that they don't really need to do that.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of these folks do have gambling problems, and they're. And the gambling addiction is partly a thrill-based addiction, you know, if I hit the jackpot. And there's similarities to that to taking money from your employer, that if you're stimulated by that kind of riskiness, just like you might be stimulated by it if you're a compulsive gambler.
Or how about cheating?
Or cheating, it could be. It probably does affect some percentage of these folks. It's probably not most of them, but... But that's why you watch for things like gambling and the person's reporting that they're losing money in gambling.
Okay, we've got 3 minutes left. Let's wrap it up as best we can here, Mark, on your side.
Be vigilant. the best chance you have at avoiding this situation is get educated about it. Come to the seminar. The Reading Police Department, the District Attorney's Office all have different programs on this, but we need to get educated. We need to know what they're using against us. We need to know how to look for the warning signs, the red flags, and prepare ourselves. And Dr. White is right on. These, for the most part, our employees have been around 18, 20 years. They've been trusted. They come over to our house, so we have to learn some of the psychological reasons that are causing this, because as he was talking to me outside a little bit earlier, we all have the potential to do this. What triggers it? What do we need to look for? So that's what we want. That's what we want to make people aware of.
Okay, great, Dr. Green.
Dr. White.
Well, we like to believe that one or the other. We like to believe that we live in a just world. That if I'm honest and if I'm level with people, they will reciprocate that and be level with me. And of course, we try to do that in our businesses and our personal lives. But the expectation that because we're trying to do our best and to be honest and upfront and all that, that people will reciprocate that is something you can't necessarily trust, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, you know, thank you very much, Mark Dannenberg and Dr. Greg White. And your series is going to be start at least on Wednesday, March 24th at 7 p.m. at National University at 2195 Larkspur Lane.
Thank you so much for being our guest today. I think that I bet you have really touched on a lot of people and making people think right now. They're going to go back to their businesses and think,
You know, maybe I need to do
great.
This. Which
is great. Light bulb.
Come along to the workshop.
Just one more thing, if we could. We have limited space, so if people would call the university at 226-4000 just to let us know they're coming, that would help. And this is also part of a series of workshops. And our School of Education is going to do a workshop on January 21st on behavioral issues.
Okay.
So anybody involved
great.
In that?
Workshops are free.
We also like to say that we thank the Classic Cafe. You just brought in a bunch of food here.
Yeah.
So the ladies down at Classic Cafe on Aztec, yeah, we're all cheering here. Hey, look, this is Carl and Linda Bond. Our guest tomorrow will be Pete Stiglitz, who's running against Congressman Herger for the Republican nomination. Join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock with him, and then at noon at Tobacco and Brew. This is Carl and Linda Bott.